Dear parents or carers, our bicycle shelters are now fully operational and it is great to see them being used by children of all ages. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for supporting the Harvest for the Hungry campaign. We managed to fill 17 boxes of pasta, which I am sure will help make a difference to the lives of those who are most in need. A local preschool joined in an assembly this morning to add their boxes to our contribution. This was a lovely occasion for us all.
Tomorrow is the final day for those parents wishing to make a contribution to Little Havens Children's Hospice. I'll inform you the total raised in the next newsletter and also details of how we'll be marking the sad loss of Miss Whittam. Finally, I would like to remind you that our next open morning will be taking place on Tuesday the 21st of October. This is an opportunity for you to come into school and work alongside your children. It is also an opportunity for any prospective parents to come and see our fantastic school.
Yours sincerely, Phil Kariaku.
Listen to the newsletter.
Not enough time to read the newsletter? Then listen to it. Yes, that's right. You can now listen to your newsletter via our blog site at http://kingsroad.learningspaces.net. Thank you to Mr. Furness's class for their patience and enthusiasm for making this possible. What do you think? Post a comment on the blog site.
Reminder, please cover up. Children are still coming to school inappropriately dressed for the weather. Despite the warm weather yesterday, children do not need to bring in a fleece, jumper and coat to use at break and lunch times. The children go outside at break and lunch times unless it is pouring with rain. Please encourage your child to remember their coat, etc., especially if you travel to school by car. It is vital that you spend a few minutes labelling your child's clothing with their name, clearly marked and able to read. We already have several items of unnamed clothing in the lost property. Half-term family fun.
Our family support coordinator, Anna Davies, and attended schools coordinator, Elizabeth Bingley, will again be running the very successful Family Arts, Craft and Garden Days in the forthcoming half-term on the dates below. All students and parents or carers are invited to turn up at any venue and have some fun getting messy and creative. Free entry, free refreshments, free activities. Your child will be given a flyer to bring home before the end of term, and if you need any other information, you can speak to the school office or Anna Davies and at her parents' drop in on Fridays from 8:30 a.m. We look forward to seeing you there.
Tuesday the 28th of October, 12 noon till 3 p.m, Melbourne Park Primary School. Wednesday the 29th of October, 12 noon till 3 p.m, or at Kings Road Primary School. Thursday the 30th of October, 12 noon till 3 p.m, Lawford Mead Infant and Junior School.
Important note for Year 6 parents.
Senior school applications, 27th of October, last date for receipt of common application form, CAF, both paper and online. Applications received after this date will generally be treated as late. The online system will not accept applications after this date.
Do you need help with your application?
Choosing a senior school is a major decision and making the application can be confusing. If you could do with some help, Choice Advice will be pleased to help you.
What is Choice Advice? Choice Advice is a free independent service set up by Essex County Council for parents or carers who need information about schools and how to apply for a place. Their advisors will be happy to answer your questions, tell you all you need to know and make everything easier to understand. How can you contact Choice Advice? You can talk to an advisor on the phone 0845 603 2200. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, or by
email choice advice@essexcc.gov.uk, or you can visit our website by www.essexcc.gov.uk/admissions.
PTA Corner.
Dear parents, thank you to those that attended the quiz night on Saturday. We had 8 teams competing and everyone had an enjoyable time, including our teachers' team. Thanks go to Chris for being our quiz master once again. It is the school disco in a couple of weeks, letters coming out tomorrow, and we will, as ever, be needing your help. It is open for you for years 1 to 3 for 5 till 6:30 p.m. and years 4 to 6 from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Please can you let the office know if you can help? Thank you.
Finally, we have the 100 Club running at school, which consists of you buying a number, £15 per year or £5 per term. And it's being put into a monthly draw to win £35 or £25 or £15 plus £100 at summer and Christmas and £50 at Easter. We need more members to join the club, otherwise it will be running at a loss. Please consider buying a number. After all, it is only the equivalent of 40p per school week, and the odds are much better than the lottery. Regards, Jenny Playford, PTA Chairman. Children born between 1st of September 2004 and 31st of August 2005.
Do you have a child born between the dates above? If so, you should recently have received details from Essex County Council on how to apply for a place at primary school next September. The deadline for applications is 1st of December 2008, and you must either return the form directly to Essex County Council or complete an application online. Confused or not received a application pack? Then call in to the office as soon as possible. All forms received after the closing date will be classed as late applications, and you may not get your first choice. Don't delay, fill the form in now. Water bottles, please.
Please ensure that your child brings into school every day a water bottle, so it is important that the children drink regularly during the day. Any plastic bottle would do, i.e. washed water or Coke or Ribena, etc. bottle. Please make sure that it is regularly brought home and washed and has your child's name clearly marked on it. Collecting children at the end of the day.
Sometimes children are not collected by parents at the end of the day for a variety of reasons, mainly because they have been caught up in traffic or are just running late. If you see a friend's or neighbour's child not collected, please do not take them home with you. We have seen several COPA occasions over the last few weeks when for 5-10 minutes a parent has been very worried because their child has not been at school when they have arrived. We always try to contact parents when a child has not been collected if we have not already had a message. Deadlines for ordering photographs, Monday the 20th of October.
The proofs of the individual or family photographs were sent home with the children yesterday. If you would like to order any photographs, please complete the envelope, sealing the money inside it, and place it in one of the boxes outside the school office. The deadline for returning the envelopes is Monday 20th of October. Orders that miss the deadline will be sent direct to the photographer with the appropriate surcharge added. Any queries, please speak to one of the office ladies. Special Guy Fawkes lunch, Wednesday 5th of November.
Red option, mega bangers and beans with jack and potato. For green option, there is veggie banger and beans with jack and potato. Both served with fresh cheese bread, warm chocolate brownie. Remember the 5th of November. There'll be no blue option for this day.
Private fostering, what you need to know.
We recently received the following information and have been asked to include it in our newsletter. Private fostering is when a child under the age of 16 or 18, if disabled, lives with someone who is not a relevant relative or more than 28 days. A relevant could be a grandparent, brother, sister, uncle, aunt or step-parent. The following are examples of where private fostering occurs. Children living with a friend's family as a result of parental separation, divorce or arguments at home. A teenager living with the family of a boyfriend or girlfriend.
What should I do if I intend to be a private foster or carer, or if you know of someone who is a private foster or carer? It is a legal requirement to notify your local authority if you are privately fostering. It will also be helpful if you are aware of someone who currently privately fosters a child to inform us. This helps us to work with you and or the private foster carers to make sure support is available for both you or them and the child, and to ensure that the child's needs are properly met. If you intend to privately foster a child, the law requires that you notify us between 6 and 13 weeks beforehand, or if the child arrives suddenly, no more than 48 hours after he or she has arrived. Once you have notified us, we will arrange for a member of our fostering team to visit you and the child within 7 days.
You can find out more about the legal disposition regarding private fostering by visiting the Department of Health website at www.doh.gov.uk. If you think you are a private foster carer or a parent whose child is in the private fostering arrangement and want more information about private fostering in Essex, visit our website on www.essex.gov.uk/adoption-and-fostering to notify us of a private fostering arrangement. For further help and advice about private fostering, please call us on the free phone 0800 081 530.
Recent letters. Below is a list of all letters or leaflets sent out since the last newsletter. Please check through the list, and if you think you haven't received one or more of them, call into the office and the ladies will be happy to give you a copy. Sent to whole school, cycling contract, re-bicycle shelter and letter. Year 3, confirmed swimming dates for Riverside. The whole school, activity day camp, half-term activities. Year 6, have you applied for a secondary school place for your child and received an acknowledgement? Whole school, half-term courses and activities run by Chelmsford Borough Council.
Wish launch day, Saturday the 18th of October, 12 noon till 4 p.m. Wish, it's a new learning centre created by ETV, Chelmsford's largest private employer. In partnership with Essex County Council's Adult Community Learning Services and the Learning Skills Council, the centre will be used by both E2V employees and the local community, and will be the first faculty of its kind in the area. Wish will offer a fun and rewarding environment for all of the family to come and learn new skills and try something new. See the advert in the community news part of this newsletter. A flyer will also be sent out with the children tomorrow, or visit www.wishcentre.com.